What do you do if you're a leading blind comedian and all your gigs are cancelled? It's time to catch up with Georgie Morell. Georgie, welcome back. And more importantly, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me again, Red. Yeah, I'm fine. As far as I know, corona-free at the moment and just sort of poddling along, getting used to a very new way of living.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not out and gigging. So where are you finding your outlet for humour?
I mean, my flatmate is, unfortunately for him, basically becoming a victim of my stand-up. Talking with friends a lot, and I'm working on getting a few sort of projects that I had in the making and adapting them as some sort of online content and as a way of taking into account what's going on at the moment. So trying to get that going, but it's a tricky sort of balance to find because you can't do stand-up, really. There have been some online gigs. Some have been done really well. But unless you're physically with people in the room, it's not quite what it is. So yeah, sort of having to explore in a whole other way and slowly getting there. But just the lack of self-motivation in all of this, it's hard to be inspired when the world is falling apart around you.
And are you finding humour in stories away from the coronavirus?
Oh, I sure am, Red. It is what is keeping me going at the moment because there is a lack of any other news about the virus. And rightly so, it is the most important thing at the moment. However, I do like to sneak away and see what else is going on. And I didn't have to go very far, really, because our wonderful celebrities of the world have given me plenty of material, as they always do. I don't know if you are aware of the Imagine video that came out.
No, tell me more.
Don't worry, I'll fill you in on the details. So the actress Gail Gadot, who's better known as Wonder Woman, she decided, I mean, I know celebrities, they are in their own little worlds, but talk about not reading the room. She decided to get all of her celebrity mates together to sing the lyrics, so all had a couple of lines each, of John Lennon's Imagine, and it was an absolute car crash. It really was terrible. Firstly, it's not a good or appropriate song. It's not one that fits the bill. And I thought, to be fair, if Gail Gadot and, you know, all of her mates and Jamie Dornan was on it, the heartthrob Christian Grey, and I thought, God, if they really want to entertain us, at least, you know, maybe take off your shirts or sing in the same key. They were all over the place. It was a disaster.
Well, I'm glad that celebrities can still continue to surprise us, even during these hard times.
It sounded like a bag of cats were being beaten with a wrench. It was awful. And just to crank up the weird, you think that celebrities saw that and thought, crikey, I'll just shut up and stay in my mansion. No, Madonna always amazes us in some way. She did a video of herself in the bath. She is naked. And she's doing a sort of poetic monologue about how this virus doesn't discriminate. And it raises more questions than it answers to why she did it. But firstly, who was filming it? It wasn't her. And also, I thought, so she's in a bath that's full with rose petals. And she's sort of looking quite sort of insular. And I thought, oh, maybe she's got the fever and she's having a bath as that old school way of treating it. And that was sort of the message she was trying to make. No, it was nothing like that. So thank you, Madonna, because it's made me less concerned about my own online content as she has set the bar so very low.
Well, sometimes I'm glad to be blind, Georgie. Thank you for sharing that rather disturbing picture with me.
Yeah, I leave that with you. If you get the chance to listen to what she says, it'll just boggle your mind even further, but you're really not missing out.
Away from comedy, are you finding it easy to get out and about and restock your fridge, or are you really keeping inside as much as possible?
It's been a tricky balance for me. So I have been out to the shops to get what I need and on the occasional walk, but I'll be absolutely honest with you, I do feel pretty vulnerable out. And I never have living in London. I live in Camden Town, which is normally this incredibly busy area where I don't feel vulnerable because there's always so many people about. And now it's become an absolute ghost town. And I'm starting to feel how small I am. I'm a tiny woman on my own. And if somebody wanted to mug me, they certainly could. And as we get further into this lockdown, people are going to get more desperate, more panicked. And it does leave me with a sort of added anxiety, let alone going out and possibly catching the virus. I also, as well as, I don't fall into the vulnerable list that came out, was about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks. But I am on certain drugs that do sort of make me a little bit iffy. And the government are now getting our hospitals to write out letters and to communicate with us. But it does feel, somebody disabled, you do feel a little bit lost in it. And being told to stay in or not, it's like, we know our conditions and our health better than anybody. And it needs to be a conversation and a discussion. So if anybody is concerned about where they stand in this, if they have a disability or an underlying health condition, do talk to your doctors and do be logical and do what's best for you. And also, my hospital appointments have all gotten put back. The treatment for my kidney stones that I had, that's being put back and things. So you're sort of there and it's like, I'm not just worried about a virus. I'm worried about my other health problems now being exacerbated because of the lockdown. And just a bit more information as to how we can be looked after and if the government's looking out for us would be greatly appreciated. But on that note, I do want to end on something positive. In support of our NHS, as they have done no wrong, certainly, is so a week after I had my kidney stones, Charing Cross Hospital rung last week to check how I was and to tell me what the next step was in treating the remaining ones, some advice. And because I am one of these people who's on a few drugs, so I'm a little bit iffy in terms of my immune system, they wanted to make sure that I was all okay, I knew everything, and that they would do the treatment as soon as they could when things were up and running again. They didn't have to do that, but they took the time to do that is extraordinary when they're under the pressure that they are. It's incredible.
Well, that's a lovely note to end it on. I'm sure you and I and many, many thousands of other people will be standing out there on Thursday evening singing along to Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Is that what's happening?
Apparently so.
I am the last to know everything.
Well, you get your news from R&IB Connect Radio.
Well, I'll go work on my singing skills so I sound better than Gail Gardeau and her friends did.
I'm sure you can't fail to. Georgie Morell, thank you so much for always being upbeat, and I'll look forward to talking to you in a week's time.
Yes, thank you. Take care. Look after yourself.
Why not share your story with the RNIB Connect community? Email radio@rnib.org.uk.